You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
I am not afraid because God is with me. I was born for this. That's what St. Joan of Arc proclaimed going into battle. She is the only person of either gender to ever hold supreme command of a nation's military forces at only 17 years old. St. Joan of Arc, whose feast day is May 30th, inspired the French against the English in the 15th century. She was wounded during battle. Her fame spread, and she became perhaps the most famous person in Europe at the time. The English put her on trial, but it turned way political. Joan was charged with heresy, witchcraft, and cross-dressing like a man by wearing armor into battle. Yes, the court alleged that this violated divine law. And today, Joan is found guilty and burned to death before thousands. Her martyrdom helped spur the French to drive the English out. And a king's trial review years later reversed Joan's guilty verdict. Mark Twain's favorite book he wrote was Joan of Arc. I am not afraid because God is with me. I was born for this. In Matthew's gospel, when the disciples saw Jesus, we hear, they worshiped, but they doubted, just like us. Doubt sees a mountain, no way around it. Faith sees a victory, no doubt about it. Fear sees a ceiling, but hope sees the stars. The resurrection and ascension give us hope. So our Lord ascends into heaven, basically commanding his disciples, "Be not afraid. I am with you always. You were born for this." And then he gives them and all of us our mission. The ascension is one article of the Apostles' Creed we profess when we say, "He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father." That's a very ancient article of faith we have as Catholics. The ascension is a distinct event from the resurrection of Jesus, but they can kind of get blurred in our minds at times. The resurrection is a reunion of Jesus' body and soul into a new glorified state on Easter Sunday. The ascension takes place 40 days later, when the Lord's humanity enters into divine glory. Jesus was born for this. So why didn't Jesus stay on the earth after the resurrection? Well, some skeptics will try and disprove and argue against the resurrection and ask, if Jesus was really raised from the dead, then where is he? First, Christ wanted us to have faith in things that were unseen, because it's a greater faith. So he sent it into heaven to increase our faith. Second, the ascension is a bodily event. Christ doesn't stay here to show us our destiny and give us hope. He takes his human nature, his glorified body, up into the very life of the Trinity, into the invisible divine realm of heaven itself. He goes back to his Father's house to prepare a place for us so he can come and take us home to him. And third, God knows it's easy for us to love earthly things, to think we're made for this world alone, and to try and find happiness in finite worldly things. What happens when we chase wealth, pleasure, power, or honor? We can go very prodigal, and the wheels can come off really quickly. We can end up miserable, maybe from anxiety, isolation, loneliness, despair, depression. Christ ascends so we can focus on heaven and the Trinity. As Jesus said, "Store up your treasure in heaven, Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So the resurrection and ascension give us hope. Jesus ascends into heaven to increase our faith, hope, and love, and to focus on heaven and God. Next week on Pentecost, we hear the final reason when Jesus says, "If I don't go, then I can't send the Holy Spirit." He doesn't abandon us. He stays with us in the Eucharist and the Holy Spirit within us. Catholic tradition refers to the whole Christ. Christ the head is one with his body, the church. And St. Joan of Arc's reply to the trial judges sums it up pretty well. She said, "About Jesus Christ and the church, I simply know they're just one thing, and we shouldn't complicate the matter." Also, what happened between the ascension of Jesus 40 days after Easter and Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit arrives 50 days after Easter? Well, the apostles devoted themselves to 9 days of prayer, the biblical foundation of praying novena, which means nine. Novenas are prayed for 9 days in a row, or for 9 weeks, like our Tuesday evening perpetual novena, which has been going on for almost 25 years. The resurrection and ascension give hope even to suffering. Suffering can make or break us, and can be redemptive. Just gaze upon a crucifix to see how suffering leads to love. Who are we talking about? That's my King, Jesus Christ. In a world distracted by royal coronations, that's our King. There's no escape from suffering in this world, but suffering lacks spiritual meaning to anyone without faith. If pleasure is your ultimate goal, you'll only find more pain in the end. So Jesus gives us all a mission to baptize, to teach, and make disciples. Are all our kids and grandkids baptized? Do we personally teach them about our beautiful Catholic faith? Our faith can be lost in just one generation. Have we protected them from nefarious education wokeness and unplugged them from the AI-powered social media cesspool? Making disciples is overwhelming, because it's usually one-on-one. Have we recently invited someone to join us in prayer at Mass, or especially adoration, as Bishop Olmsted always encouraged? Have we helped others in the lockdown mental health crisis, or the related epidemic of loneliness and isolation, just published in a report by the U.S. Surgeon General? Do any family or friends need a call or a visit today or this week? Our parish Curcio family reminds us to make a friend, be a friend, and bring a friend to Christ. This is what we live for, to go where he says go, to let the whole world know he's the light in the darkness. So without the Lord, our living hope, our hurt would just be hurt, no healing on the way. Tears would just be tears falling down our face. Our questions would stay questions, no answers to be found. And all the times we've fallen, we'd still be on the ground. A goodbye would be goodbye, with no "I'll see you again." And when a life is over, that would simply be the end. So heaven changes everything, as Mike Weaver sings. The resurrection and ascension give hope. Jesus gives us all a mission to baptize, to teach, and make disciples. He is with us always in this pagan, sometimes it seems demonic, world. But our mission is clear as we echo St. Joan of Arc in battle. We are not afraid. because God is with us. We were born for this.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.